Lac La Biche. Since 2007, communities across the country have been celebrating the contributions of Muslims during Islamic History Month, held in October. In Lac La Biche, which is renowned for not only having the second mosque ever built in Canada but pioneering a significant core of Muslims since the early 1900s, a special exhibit has been created. The Lac La Biche Museum has curated a warm welcome, Islam in Lac La Biche, to showcase the large Lebanese and Muslim population through the five obligatory pillars observed in the faith. From the profession and acceptance of faith, commitment to five daily prayers, giving charity, fasting through the month of Ramadan and making the trek to perform the pilgrimage in Mecca, a variety of experiences are depicted in the unique display. Curator Naja Moghrabi gathered photos, stories and records, paying homage to the community which includes well-known Muslim families such as the Abu Ghush, Fayyad, Haymor, and Gutmai families, along with the Moghrabi and Taha families, who shared their stories, photos and experiences, she said. My goal with this exhibit was to be literally dripping in Lac La Biche, she says. Visitors will hopefully recognize many of the Muslim community members featured. This exhibit is not artifact-based, it's completely oral stories and photos, and we want people to know that is as valuable to us as an artifact, she explains, adding, she hopes to draw more stories and accounts for future local exhibits. With several months of support from the local Islamic community including guidance and information from Muhammad Abdel Wahab, Imam at Al-Karim Mosque in Lac La Biche, the primary objective for the exhibit was to build it around local Muslims making Hajj pilgrimage. Exhibit's focus: the religious experience that draws millions of Muslims worldwide to the holiest site in Mecca, Saudi Arabia, once a year is an expensive one. While the trip is considered a religious duty in Islam, depending on the financial and physical capability of a Muslim, many in Lac La Biche have been fortunate enough to attend, explains Moghrabi. So many people in our community were privileged to be able to go. To make a collage of photos of Lac La Biche community members at the Hajj, doing their pilgrimage was the focus of the exhibit, she explained. Throughout the display, the photos of locals also includes members participating in charity and donations, known as zakat, which encompasses a large part of the faith through day-to-day life, she said. For zakat, we have examples of the mosque being built, which was an act of zakat. Wells being built in other people's name is an act of zakat. Those are all given to us by community members, she said, adding, the acts of charity aren't always known by the general community. It's not something you see that often. Behind the scenes, the Islamic Society in Lac La Biche does a pretty significant amount of volunteer work from their own events and fundraising. The reason they do that is because they are encompassing the values of Islam. Founding members: highlighting the Muslim community is an important part of acknowledging local history since many of the contributing settlers were of Muslim origins, says Moghrabi. It's impossible for me to talk about the history of Lac La Biche without mentioning Muslims, she explains, recognizing that to this day the local Muslim community continues to be very devout. In settling this community, the ties they made with the indigenous and French communities, they never lost their religion, and I find that very interesting that they were able to preserve the religion. For the visitors who will experience the new exhibit dedicated to the group, Moghrabi says the goal is to always reflect the area, its history, culture and the contributions of community members. We are drawing inspiration from our community, that it is the majority of what all our inspiration is coming from. That is where our focus is and whatever idea we have, if we can tie it to our community in some way, shape or form, we consider it an incredible success. The exhibit will be open Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. until November 4. While admission is free, guests are encouraged to make a donation to support the museum.